Hi. I'm here at Health and Safety Reform 2011 with IOSH President-elect Subhash Ludra. Subhash, this is the first event you have ever chaired as President-elect. How have you found today?
Amy, I found the event and the chairing exciting, exhilarating, frightening, all in one package. But overall, I've thoroughly enjoyed it and look forward to doing more of this type of thing.
And as a public service event, what are the main issues do you think that the delegates have raised?
I think the main issues that they've raised and they've wanted to get answers to are the fact that there are major budget cuts, job freezes, job losses within their sector, and they're looking for reassurance that their sector isn't going to be ignored, and also that they will have the ability to enforce health and safety legislation and try and improve workplace safety for their employees and their members.
Okay, and what did you think of the key messages that were delivered earlier today by HSE Chair Judith Hackett? Did you learn anything from them? Was there anything new there that you didn't personally know?
I thought Judith's presentation was excellent in the sense that it helped to dispel some of the myths that have been going around in the media about what the HSE are doing or what they're not doing. And Judith was able to succinctly tell us that the focus on health and safety is still very, very strong. And the HSE will continue to focus on high-risk environments. Yes, there will be some financial constraints, but they are constraints that the HSE believe they can manage. So from that point of view, I believe it was good to get the message from the horse's mouth, as it were.
Okay, brilliant. And you chaired a debate today which discussed whether cutting the red tape and clamping down on compensation culture would mean a drop in standards or would common sense prevail. I just wondered what your kind of thoughts were on the topics that were discussed today and on that topic as a health and safety professional.
Okay, in terms of the topics, I think we had a broad range of topics and questions from the audience, not all relating to the particular debate heading. But in terms of the compensation culture, I think we do have a perceived compensation culture in our country. It's a culture that needs to be managed, and everyone needs to play their part in managing that, including health and safety professionals, including the insurance industry and the enforcement agencies. In terms of cutting red tape, I'm not sure that the issue is really the red tape. I believe that health and safety professionals should be pushing for good health and safety standards within their organisations, irrespective of whether their legislation drives it or not. It's the right thing to do. Our employees expect to come to work and go home in a safe way, and that's what we should be pushing for.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Subhash. Thank you.
Okay.